in New Lowell. Their Power Reach leading 28-7 over the Hornets of New Lowell. Nick Hassling sets the ball up at his own 40-yard line on the right side of your radio, kicking to the left side of your radio for Harbor Beach. White jerseys, black pants, and white helmets for the Pirates tonight. All black for the Hornets with silver numbers. As the kick down to about the 12-yard line by number 4, Wendling brings it in. He's down to the 30, and he's still moving out to about the 32 before Harbor Beach Special Teams brings him down. And now they have about 68 yards for a score and 6 minutes and 40 seconds to do so for New Lothrop, trying to get their second score of the night. Harbor Beach has had all the answers so far tonight.
Yeah, they have. Number 74, Austin Ginther makes a tackle for Harbor Beach on special teams. So.
And you heard that right. And an inverted 74.
Yeah.
Austin Ginther, the youngest of the Ginther clan, the nose guard in center for the JV, now brought up to varsity for the playoff run. Two receivers wide each way. Newman in the backfield by himself. Now man in motion to the right. Makes it 3 to the right. Then Newman back to pass in the pocket. And this one is nearly caught. Are they saying no to hit the ground? Number 14. They have number... I can't see the number. Number 34, excuse me. Brandon Green came out of the backfield and went in for the grab. Unfortunately, he trapped it with the ground, makes it incomplete at the 47, second and 10 for New Lothrop.
And I thought Brandon Green did a nice job adjusting to a throw that was underthrown. And really, if number 14 on Harbor Beach's side, Austin Phelps, would have turned around, he'd have had a great chance at interception.
Two receivers to the left, now two to the right as well. One man in the backfield, and Newman in the shotgun pitches it to the inside. And he has the first down. He's out to midfield at the 48 and brought down in Harbor Beach territory at the 44. A nice little run there, 22 yards for New Lothrop.
Technically, Clark, that's going to be what you consider a shovel pass. They've ran a bunch of options around him and had an inside line or slot receiver come inside, and he pitches it to him, and it's forward, so it's considered a shovel pass. Great design and great execution of a very tough play to run by New Lothrop.
26-yard shuffle pass, according to our color commentary, Dave Hanson on that one. Makes it first and 10 at the 44 of Harbor Beach. Two receivers wide each way, and it's a handoff to the left side to number 4, and he gets about 5 yards out to the 38. Josh Wendling, the ball carrier for New Lothrop, brings up second and 5 at the 39 of Harbor Beach. Clock continues to roll, 5:50 before halftime. Harbor Beach 28, New Lothrop 7.
Number 47, Aaron Ginther made a nice tackle there.
Second and 5 for the Hornets. One receiver to the left, 3 to the right, with 2 in their slot. One wide, that is number 8, Jake Van Cleef. He's a junior. Has a handoff to number 4, and they catch him in the backfield. Josh Wendling tried to go around the left end, and Harbor Beach drove right through the backfield, pushed him back, and he continued to try to run. And in doing so, it was about an 8-yard loss. Now 3rd and 13, way back at the 47.
A very athletic 6'3", 260-pound senior, Mike Lukowski, was all over him on that play.
He plays nose guard for this Pirate defense that's coordinated by Ron Rubel. 3rd and 13 now, one receiver to the right, or to the left. And trips to the right. Newman rolling to his right, trying to pass. Nothing yet. Now lets it rip. It is tipped in the air by number 3, Callum Cook. Falls incomplete. And now New Lothrop facing yet another fourth down. This one from 13 yards for a first down. Nearly at midfield of the 47 of Harbor Beach.
Very active tonight. Number 10, Michael Muka, the intended receiver. The ball obviously fluttered short thanks to the deflection. And another good stop by the Harbor Beach defense.
4 minutes and 50 seconds left within this first half. Harbor Beach 28, New Lothrop 7. Harbor Beach stops New Lothrop's drive at the 47-yard line after a nice stop, playing loss of yards on third down by Lukowski for the Pirates. Brings out the punt team yet again for New Lothrop. Number 5, Aaron Beach. The punter stands on his own 42-yard line. Aaron Ginther stands at his 5. Kick is up, nice-looking punt. And it's going to go out of bounds. The ball bounced at the 8-yard line, which means that it was roughly went out of bounds at about the 13. No word yet on the spot. Just using geometry to my full extent. And that doesn't make sense. The ball went out of bounds at the 10-yard line. They're putting him down at the 7.
And I don't agree with how the officials were set up there. The official in the backfield, in the end zone, was the one that come all the way over to the sideline and made the call. As I said, we could tell from here, clearly the ball landed out of bounds somewhere around the 7-yard line, and that's where they ruled it went out. So a horrible call there.
Harbor Beach comes out of the T formation, 3 men in the backfield. Kraft is under center from their own 7-yard line. And it's a handoff to the right side, up the gut, came and see the numbers. There's so many jerseys around him. On the bottom of that pile is number 2, Travis Esmaker. He gets out to the 10-yard line, gain of 3, now 2nd and 7.
Number 76, a junior, Owen Wilson, makes the tackle.
Owen Wilson, really?
Yeah, absolutely, Owen Wilson. No relation, I'm sure.
You never know. He could be coming back to high school, finishing up his degree, getting a little football action. Doesn't know what a hot rod is, if anyone knows, watches Wedding Crashers. T-formation, handoff to Derek Buffer on the right side, up the gut, and this one's another 3-4 yards. The definition of a wing T offense there brings up 3rd down. Out to about the 13-yard line. Now 3rd and 4.
Number 20, Taylor Krupp, makes the tackle.
3rd and 4 for the Pirates from the 13-yard line. The first down marker is at the 17-yard line. 3 minutes and 40 seconds before halftime. They lead 28-7 over the home team, New Lothrop.
Harbor Beach, a comfortable lead right now, 21 points. This is actually a big first down for them. This is a chance for New Lothrop to swing field position on Harbor Beach and get a chance to put points up before halftime. So a first down here is crucial.
D-formation is a keeper for Kraft, rolling to his left, has nowhere to go, has to run with it. He's out to the 15, to the 17, now to the 21. And somehow he manages a broken play with no receivers open at all, nearly caught in the backfield, manages to get a first down by about 3 yards, and it's a first down for Harbor Beach.
The only receiver that had a chance of being open was the receiver running deep down the field. It looked like Colin Cook. He was open, but with Kraft running to his left, throwing across his body downfield that far was just not an option. Kraft very smartly tucks it in, makes a guy miss, and gets the first down.
A 9-yard keeper for Kraft. With the first down from the 22-yard line. Kraft rolling to his right, looking to pass, nothing there, still nothing, so he has to now run with it. He's back to the line of scrimmage, maybe, and runs out of bounds.
Looks like they ran into the official out there as he ends up in the Harbor Beach sideline into the bench.
And he's getting back to the sideline. Looks like he's fine. No gain on the play. Could have been much worse for the Pirates. Stops the clock with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in the second quarter. 28-7, Harbor Beach over New Lothrop so far. Kraft with no gain on that last play. Now coming back on the spread formation. 2 receivers wide each way. It's a handoff right up the middle. 2 Derek Croft, he's out to the 40 to midfield. Up at the 46-yard line in New Lothrop territory. Derek Croft busted right through the line, and here he goes running for about 28 yards. Derek Croft into New Lothrop territory. Harbor Beach now is bringing out the no-huddle offense in New Lothrop territory with 2:37 left before halftime. Spread formation, 2 receivers wide each way. Kraft in the shotgun, looking to pass, staying in the pocket, nothing there yet. Astron with it, has a defender all over him, and he's brought it down in the backfield for the sack, back of the 44-yard line. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half, and Harbor Beach calls their first timeout. We're going to stick with you here on this one. Dave, what is Troy Schelke trying to set up right here with about a 2-minute drill?
Well, on the big loss there, a nice play by number 65, Austin Clark. But Coach Schelke's going to drop something here to get them into a manageable third down situation. They got 18 yards for a first down. We got just over 2 minutes, 2:20 left before the half. So they're going to look for something, 7 to 8, 9 yards, somewhere in that range, cut the distance in half, and try and get them into a situation where they can at least pump the ball and pin New Lothrop deep. So I look for some sort of a play where they get Eli out of the pocket. He sat in the pocket there, had plenty of time to throw it, but good defense by New Lothrop. You got to tip your hat to them on that play. Eli probably could have bailed out of the pocket a little bit sooner and tried to do something with it, but he didn't force anything, took the sack. This time I expect him to get out of the pocket, and do something with his legs if the play breaks down.
Same formation, two receivers wide each way.